You're listening to 5 Billion Gallons. I'm Matt Jensen.
And I'm Jennifer Pemberton.
Across Utah, utility crews are in an uphill battle to maintain and modernize water delivery systems. From the desert community of St. George to verdant Cache Valley, Utah's water infrastructure is a complex network of old and new piping. We don't think much about the maze of water pipes below us, but experts say it's time to start looking closer at water infrastructure. The National Association of Water Companies estimates that nearly half of the country's water lines were in poor shape in 2010, and water engineers here in Utah say we're no exception. Scott Taylor is the Water Services Director for the City of St. George.
Basically, we're systematically going through our system and replacing older, undersized lines. Just recently, within the last year or so, we've kind of taken a harder look at our aging infrastructure, and you know, we're kind of putting a plan together on what it's going to cost to replace the aging infrastructure, and quite frankly, it's a little scary right now.
Sections of the city's main water lines go back as early as the 1930s.
One of the problems we're faced with, the pipe was put in probably the 40s, and it was a 4-inch diameter pipe. But yet, when we cut out a section of that pipe and look at it, there's so much corrosion and buildup on the inside of the pipe that it's actually probably about an inch and a half to 2-inch diameter pipe because of all the buildup on the inside.
Taylor says it could cost up to $4 million a year for the next 20 years to bring the system up to date. One way the city is keeping better track of leaking and breaking pipes is through GIS, or geographic information systems. By comparing a grid of trouble spots in the city's water systems to a map of St. George, Taylor and his crew can see patterns in system breakdowns and focus their attention where it helps the most.
You know, before we were just picking an area of town and replacing the pipeline in that area, but now we're able to concentrate on the areas that need replacement sooner.
On the other end of the state in Logan, water engineers are developing a system to help homeowners better track their water usage. Residential water meters here are now equipped with small radio transmitters that eliminate the need for a meter reader. Instead, technicians like Jesse Sharp drive through neighborhoods with a special receiver that collects the meter data and processes it for billing. We hop into a city pickup truck and tour one of several routes, gathering reads on hundreds of meters along the way.
You're going to hear two different audible sounds. The high-pitched dinging is going to be reading, recognizing a meter and reading it. But if you hear kind of a dull ding, that means it's not within the city figures. An average household uses around 10,000 gallons of water for bathing and whatnot.
Logan wants to take this technology even further. Instead of driving through town to pick up the signals, the city plans to install receiver repeater antennas around neighborhoods that collect the data and send it to a central hub. Division manager Mike Roundy says once the system is up and running, users will be able to go online to see daily usage instead of seeing a month's worth at a time on their utility bill.
If they see what they're using and how much they're using, I think it would help out. Like a leaky toilet. Sometimes people have a leaky toilet and they don't know anything about it till the end of the month, and then they see this huge bill and they're like, oh, this would help. They would have a weekly thing they could go on. There's a graph there saying, oh, we've got a problem here. Let's look around the house and find out what's going on.
Not only that, but there's also a strong correlation between the size of your water bill and your incentive to conserve. I'm Jennifer Pemberton, jumping in here. I have this really great graph that Jeff Niermeyer shared with me. He's the director of Salt Lake City Public Utilities. The graph shows water usage in Salt Lake City over the course of a year. Niermeyer updates this chart every day, and it leaves this really neat record of what the summer was like. There's a pretty dramatic drop at the beginning of July after the initial climb you'd expect to see. I ask Niermeyer what happened here.
When I saw what we were headed to in July, it was been hot and dry, and then it started to get a little bit of rain, and then I think people also started to get their bills, and so I think there was some customer reaction to those bills.
I've heard this called bill shock informally, but there's more to it than that. Niermeyer uses the term price signal, and he uses these price signals in conjunction with education to send a clear message.
Essentially, the more water you use, the more expensive it gets. And that then sends the price signal to our customers that there is a cost incentive for them to water wisely.
Amazingly, after that big drop in July, usage stayed down for the rest of the summer. I ask about some of the other dips on the graph that look like they last for a few days at a time.
If I started to plot on here when we had rain, you would see that it would correspond to some of these deep valleys.
Salt Lake City Public Utilities reminds customers all the time to turn off their sprinklers when it rains. If you want a record of the summer storms in Salt Lake City, just check their Facebook page and look at their record of friendly reminders. It seems a little crazy to use social media to get people to turn off their sprinklers when it's raining, but that's the world we live in. Technology and water are intimately related. From the engineering feats of dams and canals to the streams of data from sensors and satellites, we're using everything we've got to try to do this right. Nature makes it look really easy. 5 Billion Gallons is a production of Utah Public Radio, supported by Penn State Public Media's Think Outside the Pipes radio initiative. I'm Jennifer Pemberton. Thanks for listening.